Okay, so let's get into this. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is day 18. Day 18 of our 21 days of meditation. We have 4 days left. We're in the expansion week of our series right now. And today we're going to continue on this theme of interconnection, expanding beyond the self. So I'll guide us through that practice. Remember, you can find whatever posture feels comfortable for you. And I do want to emphasize that once more. I think sometimes we have a one-dimensional idea of what postures need to look like, and usually we get those ideas from, Rafiki from The Lion King, sitting in a tree cross-legged. And just it gets stored in our head of like that's the right way to do it. It's one way. My teacher sat in a chair, and he was considered one of the greatest meditation teachers alive. So whatever feels good for you, and you could start settling into that posture now. Have the bells with me. I invite you to close your eyes if it feels comfortable today. And we will tune into the sound 5 times to begin our meditation. And even though we've been doing this quite a bit, see if you can listen to the bells as if listening for the first time. And giving it that full presence, curiosity, and care. Let's take a deep breath together, in through the nose, slowly out through the mouth. Inviting the jaw to relax. The shoulders. The belly and the hands. even though we might have physically arrived here, our minds and even our energy might be somewhere else. The energy might be leaning into the next moment, just the energy of our life, or caught previous moments. And so just see if you can, again, give yourself this permission to let go of trying to get somewhere right now, and even temporarily letting go of the rest of today or anything that has preceded this moment. Just what would it be like to just drop it and just to exist and fully inhabit this snapshot of a moment? Can you start to taste the freedom that is available in that space? When you drop the story of who you are, where you're going, what you need to do to be good or worthy, what needs to be completed before you arrive wherever there is. If we let all of it go and we just rest in this moment, there's just being, like a tree in a forest. And the thoughts that move through the mind are like gusts of wind moving through the leaves. But it doesn't need to be connected to some more personal story of, you know, those are my thoughts, or I'm bad at this because I'm thinking. Or even sensations, an itch that arises. Like, oh, is this going to last the entire meditation? You know, now we're caught up in a longitudinal relationship to the moment. Everyone can be with a single moment, even if it's difficult. And that's all we're ever doing. Just being with single moments. So start to bring your attention to the fact that you're breathing. Again, you don't need to be manipulating the breath or trying to deepen it or even breathing in through the nose or out through the mouth. Just however the breath wants to be. I'd like for you to become sensitive to the fact that this breathing that is happening can only happen with the assistance of what is outside of you or what we perceive to be outside of us. Sometimes when we're caught in our small little world, it can feel like we're just this individual thing operating and functioning alone, and we're just fine being alone, going through emotions. I don't need help. But this fundamental experience that is keeping us alive can't happen independent of the world around us. So start to feel how this inhale is actually a borrowing of something that it's not technically ours. And is not even guaranteed to us. The oxygen and air around us that we often take for granted, or we're just so used to having available. Is easily compromised. And so, see if you can start to feel and appreciate the sweetness and the dependency that we are both separate and entirely connected beings. Like a fish in an ocean. And you start to sense the ocean around you supporting the life that you experience. And with every exhale, we're offering something back out. That can be used by the very source of our oxygen. So there's this dynamic exchange. So see if you can breathe with that awareness at the privilege, the gift, the preciousness of an inhale. And to just have it available to us. And then on that exhale, feel what you're offering back out. Taking, offering. And now start to sense that all of us around the world are experiencing this process together, breathing, receiving a gift. And it is a gift. It's not a right. It's in jeopardy. We're all connected, and we're all deeply dependent. And take a few final moments to feel that oneness. I invite you to set an intention for today. Anything you'd like to carry with you and hold at the forefront of your mind and heart. Ring the bells 3 times to close. When I do, just let the sound move through you and receive it with your presence. When you're ready, you can open your eyes again, reorient yourself back into the space. Okay. Thank you, everyone. A bit of a different kind of meditation, and different things can arise, right? This kind of practice can feel good because we connect to a sense of connection and oneness and step outside of ourselves. And there are also things within it that might feel uncomfortable. Just the idea that the breath is not guaranteed to us. And some of the narrative I brought in, which kind of my own ideas, but I think is grounded in a lot of truth, which is the space around us and the very thing offering that which we take for granted is in jeopardy. And if we don't take care of it, it won't be there. And so sometimes that doesn't feel good in a meditation. And if you've been with me long enough, I'm a fan of feeling good. But that's a byproduct of wholeness and integration, and is not the intention of a meditation practice in a one-dimensional way. Meditation really sensitizes us to life. It shows us what we weren't looking at, what was beneath the surface that we weren't aware of, and invites things from the shadows into our consciousness. And it sometimes makes us aware of realities that we kind of maybe appreciated were left unseen. And I've always taken the perspective that it's better to see, even if it's uncomfortable. And all the insights I've had throughout my practice, things I've woken up to or become more sensitized to, I ask myself, do I wish I could unsee that, or would I go back to the ignorance? And the answer is always no. So, this is more just general thoughts for your meditation practice in general. And as you start becoming more aware of things around you, and you move beyond the meditation is just to feel good phase, which we all kind of go through, and realize, wow, this is a way to connect to the fullness of my life. And that means connecting to a lot of good things that I was unaware of, but also some of the painful things. Just to know that is part of the process, and it's a beautiful part of the process. And I think I know we become better human beings for it, for ourselves, our families, but our communities and our world, and where we are independent creatures in the sense that I'm here and you're in your room and you're in your room, and yet deeply dependent on each other, from, this cup of coffee, all the things that went into creating this cup of coffee that I could just kind of pull it out of the cabinet and do a pour over, right? That the amount of hands that went into making that possible. To the very air that we breathe and the dependency on the environment and this fragile ecosystem and atmosphere. It's all there in every moment for us to connect to. And I hope we don't forget that in the journey. And that's part of expanding outside of ourselves. You can't do that and not see dependency. So a big narrative in the meditation space, the contemplative space, is, and I've gotten sucked into this narrative, and I've pushed it myself, of learning to live alone or learning to be comfortable with yourself. And it's true, like, that's a big part of the path, and I think most people, everyone needs to explore what that looks like, and at the same time not to forget that we're wired to be dependent, and that's a huge part of what it means to be in this iteration of being alive as a human being. So we get to hold all of it, the paradox, the polarity of it. Okay. that's all for today. Thank you again. I will see you tomorrow for our final 3 days. These will be uploaded onto YouTube. You could check them out there. The podcast, Practicing Human, if you want to continue to follow along with the teachings. And we still have some spaces open in the retreat, June 5th through 7th, which you can find on my website, coreymascara.com/retreat. Would love to work with you more deeply there, especially if you feel like as this is winding down, you want a next step. So hope to see some of you there. Thank you again. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.